Well, a lot of your players have been talking about managing wins and losses, not getting too high, not getting too low. Is that a positive from your standpoint, given the message here?
Probably stems from a lot of the conversation about managing the game. There's only a handful of shutouts a year. The other team scores goals, so you got to handle those ebbs and flows in a game, and that you can transfer over to games themselves, making sure you come back from a good reset after a win or a loss.
You know, he's not an option tonight. We've seen him on the ice for the last couple of days, but how's Matt Hendricks progressing?
Yeah, he's getting better. I don't know, quite day-to-day, I think. I don't know that Saturday's option, we're looking at that, but, you know, the next 3 or 4 days, we'll get a better handle on it.
What about Dustin Paul? You were talking to him quite a bit on the ice after his skate?
Yeah, just the skate today. He'll push today, and then I think if he can get back on the ice and feel strong tomorrow, get back on the ice, then he'll possibly be an option for us against Carolina. Play like Travis Green played, right? They're hard on it, and they compete real hard. Travis, a little bit like Matty Perreault, you know, real aggressive guy, good stick, real smart. So not a lot of easy passing, not a lot of easy puck movement up and down the ice, bit of a grinder and a quick strike, kind of quick transition team. So it should be a good, intense game.
You've seen him for so many years, but what's the challenge the Sedins bring to the ice where they seem to just know where each other is all the time?
Well, that's it. So one's moving with the puck, but the other one's working too, right? So they are truly a pair out there, and they use the back of the net, and they play off each other so very well. That's the challenge, because you're not just defending the one, you're defending the two. They're both doing something at the same time that opens that ice up for each other, and they don't need a lot of room to make a play.
You were asked yesterday about the fishing trip and Buff's involvement. I mean, you know, obviously nothing happened, but was there any thought that, given how strenuous that can be, that maybe it's something he shouldn't be doing since he's hurt?
He wasn't bull riding. He was fishing.
It's a big fish.
Well, he didn't have to wrestle it. We gave him a line and a hook. Seated for most of it. No, I didn't have any concern with it.
Tucker might have been, if he was starstruck the other day, he certainly didn't look it. What are you expecting from him from game two?
So we didn't see any of it in training camp either. Right from day one, he looked very comfortable. Just a smart, smart player. So he doesn't get himself into trouble trying to do too much. And he was like that in his first game. He looked very mature and very composed on the ice, and we want to see that again tonight.
And he said that the goal for him was to be as simple as he could be, and that's probably the approach you want to see.
Right, so simple's fast. He's a really strong skating man. But he did the one play, you know, kick it over to a forward, jump in a hole, get it back, and then kick it to the outside. So there's some more there as well, you know. But he's smart. He's not trying to sell that as what he does for the team. He's selling a real good, hard, simple game, and that there is some upside to what he can do. And as he gets more experience in the NHL, he'll be able to do a little bit more of that.
Gets a shot through, which is hard in today's game of blocked shots. How does a player get to that level?
You don't look at the puck, right? So if you can pull that thing across the line and never have to drop your eyes to do it, you find the hole. So the two shots that in the third period he put purposely wide of the net, because that's where the hole was, and if there's a lane to the net, he'll put the puck. But not having to drop your eyes, having the skill set and the confidence to pull it across the line with the head up is the starting point for that.
His story is pretty well documented, but as a coach, can you believe that 6 years ago he was getting cut by Tier 2 junior teams?
And then spent some time up front, spent a couple years up front. There are all kinds of bloomers, late bloomers. And you know, there are other players, too, at 22, 23, that sometimes feel they're behind their potential because they're not there yet. There's lots of time. You look at, you know, players like Marty St. Louis, they're in their 27, 28 before they become dominant in the National Hockey League. Everybody takes their own path. And Mark Scheifele is a great example of that, of his emergence through junior hockey. So, yeah, you know what? He stayed with it. He's a really fit guy, real focused guy. So he's worked hard to get to where he seems very patient with that, too. He's not in a hurry to get ahead of himself.
Do those guys appreciate it more when they get here?
Yeah, because they usually don't go through that stretch of time where they think that all they needed was their opportunity to play more, right? I just need my chance. Those are the guys that usually are frustrated longer, the guys that are willing to grind and work and are comfortable with where they're at, but push themselves to get better. Those guys, I think, have a little different taste when they get there.
You've talked about Nick having the kind of season where he's becoming that kind of overall guy, but can you see him stacking up more of those games like he had the other night now that he's in year three?
that's the expectation. It's almost 1-4 in your first year, 2-4, and then when you get to be a real good player, you get 3-4 and 4-4, right? You get into those the games that are off or aberrations more than the norm. So I think he, along with the rest of the team, wouldn't have been bragging about their first two games. Three goals is one thing, sure, but all the play away from the puck was very similar to his entire training camp, which we really liked. We liked the difference in his game in camp. He's as strong and as powerful as Scheifele and Wheeler are. Having somebody that can open some ice up for those guys makes them a real good line.
Talking about Travis Green, do you remember a conversation when he was playing for you about coaching? He mentioned that.
Yeah, right? I do. I mean, I don't remember a lot of the details of it, but you come across certain guys when you coach that think like a coach, right? First, you notice by what they say on the bench, you know, how they're reading the game. If they have a good awareness of what's going on around them. And Travis is a really bright guy, really sharp, real detailed guy. And you knew that right away, real keen interest in the game itself. He liked to talk hockey. He was one of those guys. If you have any interest in coaching, it was there for him.
Did you ever worry about telling a player, hey, you might want to think about coaching? You have to pick that time right?
No, I got an early lesson in that. My dad told me that when I was 18. And I was still playing. I was still going to play 15 years in the NHL at that point, so I was greatly offended. It turned out he knew the game better than I thought he did. My coach and my playing days were going to be over pretty quick.
The decision to go back to Connor, just based on how well he played the other
I didn't think he was lucky in the game against Edmonton. I thought he was really solid. And he did a lot of work this summer on his physical strength. So he looks stronger in the net. He's able to hold his body position quite a bit longer in the net. There's not nearly as much movement in his game. I like the way the group plays, so it was a pretty easy decision.
This team matched McDavid pretty well in the first game. I know your options are limited on the road. Are you fine going heads up if you have to, or do you get creative that way?
Well, we ran either Scheifele or Lowry for the most part against them. I think for us, we have such a tremendous respect for them. We wanted to be on the right side of that puck, and even when we were a few times, we ended up on the wrong side of it. That's how fast and how good he is, but I think Mark Letestu is probably the guy over last year we had to shut down because he scored every night he played against us.